What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Michael K is on the radio today, and he ain't afraid to say what he's thinking.
It's the Michael K Show.
Michael K is on the radio today. Turn it up, it's time to get on with the show. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
Yeah, this is it. This is the last day of January. So kiss January goodbye.
Bye.
It's done. Over with. February tomorrow.
That's right.
Do you understand the severity of that?
Oh, it's a big deal.
It is a huge deal.
On this show.
Very big. Very big. Hope you all doing well. Michael, Don, and Peter with you. Kind of an overcast Wednesday.
Yeah, 9 straight days, they said, without any appreciable sun.
Where do you get this? From ABC Eyewitness News?
That's
or
right.
What?
Yeah. That's what I got.
You love Eyewitness News.
Love it.
You're a real company guy. Real company guy.
If it's any other news, I walk out of the room. I don't take it. It's fake news. That's why I like to use that phrase.
Is that true?
Wow.
Anytime you turn on a different channel, you go, fake news.
That's exactly the tone. No, I'm a big fan. I think they all do a tremendous job. And why would you want to get your weather from anybody but Lee Goldberg?
Well, Lee Goldberg's a mensch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great man.
Friend of the show.
Also has a lot of... He's a car collector.
He has a Maserati. I can confirm that.
Yeah. He's got beautiful cars.
I've heard...
There's good money in weather. I'm telling you.
Apparently.
Have you ever looked into weather, Peter? I think you'd be a great weather guy.
No. Yeah. I'm not a big... Don should do weather. The man loves weather.
Right.
I don't care for weather.
Wouldn't it be great if Don did weather at the North Pole and he'd look like Santa doing weather?
That would be something, right?
Don, you'd be marvelous at that, wouldn't you?
But believe me, Peter, you talk like... Soon, you're going to be a weather guy. Because there's a lot of things going on. What are we doing with this weekend with the kids? Yeah. Oh, it's going to rain. It's going to snow. You're gonna need to know what's going on with the temperature.
I have 2 children. I am not interested in weather.
I'm about to say, but Don, I think
Don's
takes obsessed. It very
you have people
extreme.
For that.
Well, who are my people? Jody?
The people who do things with the kids.
Right.
Like Jody.
Yeah.
The au pair probably does a lot of the weather.
Right. Okay.
She's probably a big Lee Goldberg fan. No, you need to know. Like, hats, gloves. Listen, I'm in, Peter. Well, I'm not judging other people. I'm just saying I like to buy the groceries, okay? I'm not just a coach. I like to be involved in all aspects of the organization.
Not right. Good for you. So the Knicks won again.
It sure did.
They don't want January to end. 14-2 in January.
What a month.
So the last two games without Anunoby, which is kind of a surprise. We didn't expect that. And without Randall, and we expect Randall to be missing a couple of weeks. So... They beat a Utah team that they should beat. What I like about this Knicks team is that you come into the Garden, and if you're not a good team, they're going to slap you around because they know this is our home. Madison Square Garden was never a home field advantage for the Knicks of late because the Knicks weren't that good, and a team came in, and a team got jacked up to beat the Garden, so they're playing at another level, and the Knicks' top level wasn't that good. The Knicks' top level now is really good. So they will actually be able to overcome the juice the other team feels when they play in the world's most famous arena. And, you know, Utah's not a bad team. They got crushed by the Nets. Second game of a back-to-back, but they were in New York, so they didn't have to travel. The Knicks had to travel. Also the second game of a back-to-back. And the third quarter, Don, they just pulled away. They embarrassed Utah. And they did it with the Villanova kids again. DiVincenzo, another great signing by Leon Rose and company. Jalen Brunson, they keep making buckets.
You know, they just keep doing it. They just keep winning and winning. And I think that, you know, forget about all the stuff from the past. You live in the now, right? And we had this discussion yesterday, but I thought about it a little bit deeper. The reason why the NBA is so wide open to me is because it's not even really about teams. It was always, you beating LeBron James in a big spot? Are you beating Steph Curry in a big spot? Who is that? I mean, as good as the Celtics are, Peter, are you going to be Tatum in a big spot? Are you going to beat Giannis in a big spot? Are you going to beat Embiid in a big spot? Is that a thing? That's not a thing yet. I mean, collectively as a team, the Bucks have won a championship. Sixers haven't won anything yet. Boston's been to a final, but they haven't won anything with this current crop of players. So why can't the Knicks build into being what the other teams are, which is greater than the sum of their parts? Like, just having a really good team. I know it's always driven by the stars, but Giannis can be beaten. It happened last year. Boston can be beaten. It's happened. I don't know right now. I guess Jokic, you'd say that's in the final. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But who in the Eastern Conference is unbeatable? And as the Knicks continue to play the way they're playing, aren't they starting to build to something where you can start looking at, can we beat the Knicks in a big spot?
And you also have to think, things happen. So Woj is reporting today that Embiid's going for an MRI on his knee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something happens to Embiid, and that's not what you don't root that way, because great players you want to see play. The Sixers then are out of the way. Milwaukee can't play defense. Doc Rivers has certainly not been a clutch coach. He blows 3-1 leads all the time. Maybe they're out of the way. And what Kendrick Perkins said is true. Maybe it's just the Celtics that stands in the way of this dream scenario. Now, 14-2 in the month of January. Do you know how significant that is in Knick history? November, I believe, of 1968, they won 15. Then in 1994, they won 14 in a month. Then in November of January of 1969, they also won 14. So we're talking about championship-level teams. You don't win 14 games by being lucky. You can't be lucky 14 out of 16 times.
No.
They've found a groove. This is who they are right now. They simply are. So congratulations to them.
They're the most... This is the most legitimate identity they have had in years. I mean,
because they never had an identity.
It always was like, and I've said this before. Remember we had Monica on a while ago? Monica, the great Monica McNutt?
We call her Donica.
One half of Donica McNutt?
No, Donica Lynott.
Or Donica Lynott. I said, when do you think we'll reach the point when you say, okay, this is a different Knicks team?
Guys, I think we're at that
we're
point.
There. Yeah,
we're at that point.
We're there. It's the 14 games over 500. We're not at the All-Star break. They beat all of the bad teams. They play well even with their biggest weapons out. This is a really, really good team. This is the kind of team that all the people who get upset if we don't do a lot of Knicks. Well, I got news for you guys. The way things are going, we're going to end up opening up Knicks, Michael, every day through April. You know what I mean? That's the path they're on right now.
I mean, you can honestly say, I know the Rangers are in first place, but the Rangers have not played well for like a month now. Now, are the Knicks the best team in New York? I mean, it's not hard to say that, because I guess it would be between them and the Rangers, right? The Yankees finished just above 500. You know, Mets were well under 500. The two football teams were embarrassing at times during the course of the year. Nets, Devils, Islanders aren't in the conversation right now. It'd be between the Garden right now. The central of the sports universe right now moving forward is emanating from Madison Square Garden. Until we get deep into the baseball season, Michael, am I wrong? Attention is going to be on the Garden.
Now, our good buddy Tim Legler explained why the Knicks are doing what they're doing. Here's Legs.
There's a simple rule in basketball. When you consistently play harder than your opponent, good things happen. That's who the Knicks are. They come to work every single night. It's the mentality of their coach. It's the mentality of their personnel and their best player. Jalen Brunson is just one of those guys that's very difficult to get off his game because he's too smart. He's too strong. His fundamentals are too good. And he's too highly skilled, honestly. And he's kind of built for this moment to be a leader of a team in this situation. So, look, they've got this stretch coming up without Randle. This team goes above 500. During that stretch, in large part to what Brunson's going to do offensively.
Right.
It's time. If they get through that, and they get Randle back after the All-Star break. The New York Knicks are a team now you're going to have to start taking seriously as a legitimate contender in the Eastern Conference.
Right.
That's what they're starting to impress me with every night, because they just come with the hard hats on every night. You can rarely say that about teams in the league anymore.
Now, I think that is a big benefit in the regular season. But in the postseason, everybody plays hard. Everybody wants to win.
Right.
So it will benefit them maybe moving into one of the top three spots in the East, because, yeah, they do play hard every night. That is the hallmark of a Thibodeau team, but that's not going to mean anything when they get to the postseason. Then they've got to outplay people because everybody plays hard.
True. But again, who is the unbeatable?
probably the Celtics, and I mean unbeatable.
And they're not unbeatable.
Strong.
Yeah.
They're not unbeatable. I mean, listen, they'll be the favorites. They're a good team, but they haven't won a championship as presently constituted. The Bucks are the only team in this conference that has won a championship recently. And since that championship, we've seen how fragile it is. Giannis sometimes gets hurt. They can be beaten. I don't think anybody's predicting the Knicks to do it, but I just don't. In years past, to be like, okay, give me a break. They're not getting that far. Why not?
I'm all in. I'm all in. Attention must be paid. They're that good. All in. Is that strong?
No. Why would you not be all in?
1-800-919-3776. The Seahawks surprised everybody. They didn't hire Dan Quinn. They hired the musician Michael McDonald as the new head coach.
Is that true?
Yeah, Mike McDonald got the job.
No.
It's not him?
That is not the incredible voice behind What a Fool Believes.
36 years old. Youngest NFL head coach now.
36.
He was a Ravens defensive coordinator. I think Dan Quinn's performance with the Cowboys might have cost him the job. How bad they were against the Packers.
I believe it.
Also, Jerry Jones today said that he would have no problem working with Bill Belichick. Now, no one ever said that Jerry would have a problem working with him. Somebody has asked Bill Belichick, would you have a problem working with Jerry?
Well, he thought he had options maybe the first time he was asked that.
What do you mean?
Well, where is Belichick going? Like, is he going to say no if Jerry were to call him?
Well, Jerry said we're locked in on McCarthy. He said, because he keeps us around the rims. He said, sometimes the ball doesn't go in, but we're always around the rim. These are his words. So he's very happy with McCarthy, but then he always asked, if that job opens up, would you be willing to have Bill Belichick? He said, yeah, I have no... He said, we're good friends.
The fact that he answered the question tells you they're not all in on McCarthy. We're bringing you back, we're around the rim, but eventually we anticipate that it's going to fall off the rim. Anybody would always say, well, I've got a coach. Why would I even answer that question? So the fact that Jerry answered it tells you that McCarthy is a bad losing streak to start the season away from probably losing his job.
Speaking of job,
I can't hold a job, Apotamus.
Who are the Commanders getting a coach? Or?
No, I think they're going to go
back to Rivera.
Yeah, no, college coaches. You know, a college of coaches. I think the Cubs did that one year, right, Don? In the early 60s, they just had different coaches be the manager.
Yeah, that's right. I think Aaron Glenn, I think, he'd still get that gig.
Why don't you call Bill Belichick? Why don't you? You got people in that front office. Call Belichick. Come
guys,
on.
You see what's happening here. It's almost as if they all just are sheep. That they've got to hire guys that are younger. You just see the trend that's happening here. Like nobody wants to go old school anymore. It's a whole new wave of the young coaches that are going to, and there's a chain of command, and everybody's going to have to get their spoon in the soup, so to speak, and be involved. That's just the way things are moving forward. We laughed at the Jets all those years where there was like a ladder, there were so many, everything was collaborative, right? Everybody had to get together. That's where the NFL's going right now. You have your head coach, you've got your general manager, you got your analytics people, everybody's going to have a say, but you start bringing in the Pete Carrolls, you start bringing in the Bill Belichicks, now all of a sudden their spoon's bigger than everybody else's, and they're going to be one of the ones make all the decisions, and that makes owners nervous. They want a collaboration, a bunch of people. It's inexpensive, and that way it's not like one person to blame, right? That there's fail-safes everywhere. That's the way the game has been right now. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, they go from a 72-year-old Pete Carroll to a 36-year-old Mike McDonald.
Right.
So that's the trend.
And how old's Mayo, right? So the New England did the same thing. So that's where we're trending towards.
Now,
everybody wants to find the next Shanahan, the next McVay. That's what they're looking for.
I have a question to Net fans tonight. You know, so many people are saying, well, are the Nets going to play a tribute video to Kevin Durant, because the Suns are in town at Barclays Center. And of course they're going to play a tribute. I mean, I haven't been told, but I would assume they are, because every organization wants to kiss every player's butt, because they want to show, look how nice we are. Look, we honor people.
Even if nothing great happens.
Yeah, once a net, always a net. But my question is this. Barclays Center should be filled tonight. You cheering this guy? If I'm a Net fan, I'm not cheering this guy. And I'm not saying that he played poorly for the Nets. I think he played great for the Nets when he was on the court. Almost helped win them a championship. But he wanted out. He helped blow the whole thing up. Why would I cheer for him? boo him. Why would I cheer for him?
I'm with you, but is he the face of the failure?
That's the thing. He's not the Kyrie.
Well, we'll find out next week when the Mavs come in town. But
right, I mean, Kyrie, so Kyrie, really, you'd have but to ask still, a net fan.
But you know what? I'd boo him for following Kyrie around like a lamb.
Well, I know that, but I just wonder, do you boo them all?
I boo all three of them.
But or I boo them. I mean, I would have no love for any all three of them. But I could see net fans just having like a singular face of that, and it might be Kyrie.
As a wise man once said, boo him. Boo his you know what.
Boo his sorry ass!
But is he the face of it or is it Kyrie?
He's not. To me, but it's definitely
you know
Kyrie.
Why? If he's not the face and he's the ear or the nose, I mean, he's certainly a part of it. He demanded out. Mm-hmm. When somebody demands out of your team, how do you embrace him with love? How do you do that? I don't get it. I don't understand.
Don't stop booing him!
And I don't think he's a bad dude at all.
No.
When I hear him interviewed, I think he's engaging.
He's a lovely guy.
Smart. I think he's a great. He seems like a lovely dude. But he wimped out. He could not take it anymore. He wanted out. Just wanted out. Why would you cheer him? How did he help your franchise?
I don't see how you cheer him. I'm glad to be back. I don't see that. I mean, I could see general disinterest or booing. Now, I think Kyrie will probably get the louder boo.
I don't even know. Fans are weird now.
I don't know either. Right.
I have no idea what they would do. None. But I'm not a guy when I was sat in the stands as a fan that I booed. But if I felt that somebody did my team wrong, then right. I would boo. I didn't boo players that didn't do well on my team. But if a guy comes in after bolting town, didn't want to be here anymore, why would you cheer him?
But you're booing the failure of the super team. If Kyrie just played every game and there was no controversy and just balled out, they'll still be together. It all came crumbling apart because of Kyrie. That's why Harden wanted out. And then once Kyrie was gone, like, Durant didn't want to be here anymore. So Kyrie might be the one that they hate. But at the end of the day, what are you cheering? Thanks for coming back for what? The two-pointer that he took that could have been a three?
And if your foot was smaller?
I don't know what was accomplished. Unless you're just going to be mad at where the team is right now, but
and you know what, I think the Nets will play a video for all the reasons I said. I wouldn't even acknowledge them. You want it out? You're out. I'm gonna honor you. You didn't honor us. You didn't honor your contract. You want it out. I wouldn't put a video up. Why would I?
Listen,
you did me wrong.
I still want to win net game. I still want to win games if I'm a Net fan, right? I mean, I still have a chance to make the playoffs here. So don't you think it would be more in Durant's head if you booed him before the game than, like, cheered him?
Or it could motivate him, too.
It could, but he does seem to be a little bit put off by negativity. Like, if he walks in that building thinking he's going to get an ovation and then gets booed, maybe it could, I don't know, it's worth it. I just don't know why you would cheer him. Where would the cheering come from? Thank you for what? Making us relevant for 30 seconds and then pulling our heart out?
Right. We're in the 10th spot in the Eastern Conference now. When they got, think about it, everybody. When they got to Brooklyn, the Nets were a better team than the Knicks by a lot. They looked like they had a great future with all those young players. They broke it up for the big two, which became the big three. Now, look at today. The Knicks are a team on the rise, and the Nets are a team that is dropping. So what did they do for your franchise? Nothing. They hurt it.
Quite the opposite.
Well, they destroyed it.
Hold on. My question. Maybe we're forgetting. Did they win a championship when they were here?
No.
Oh. Are they close to anyone now?
No. Oh. They're further away.
How many years ago did the whole thing start? 2019 or 20?
I think it was before pre-pandemic. COVID, right? Yeah.
So 2019?
Yeah.
It could end up being like all said and done for them to fully get out of the way of it. It could end up being a 6 or 7 year kind of proposition.
Like, if I'm the Nets did the right thing, you get a chance to get Kyrie and Kevin, you do it. But if they'd stayed with the team that they had, the young team that they had,
yeah. And
that was exciting and fun, they'd be in a better position now than they are now.
True, but I don't remember anybody having that opinion at the time that they did.
Oh,
no,
I did.
No, I did. I agree, Don, but if those guys... If Kyrie Irving actually played the way he was supposed to and played and didn't just walk away at times,
right.
And Kevin Durant didn't get hurt, it was a brilliant move, but it didn't work out.
I agree. Yeah. I remember Peter was apprehensive. I don't know.
I was anti the Harden move for sure.
Well, I think that was legitimate. Michael was as well. I figured, you know, why wouldn't you go for it? But the Harden just seemed excessive.
And I think we all hated the coach move.
Yeah.
Well, awful. No one wanted Kenny Atkinson gone.
And that was by them.
But I don't remember anybody saying they should stay the course and not do this. Now, I'm sure we'll get some tweet or some phone call from a fan that said that at the time, but they felt like, what was the compliment? This is why you do what you do. You show your competency. You show, get the cap space so that you can make a move like this. Like, we were throwing roses at them, and then it just absolutely blew up, and now they're back to square one again, having to try to start again.
Yeah, it's not a good situation for them. They're kind of like in that nebulous state. They're not just god-awful. They don't have their draft picks. So even if they were god-awful, I mean, they're not going to get anything out of it. It's not a good scene, and it all goes back to Durant wanted out,
yeah.
Kyrie wanted out, Harden wanted out. And none of them honored their commitment.
And then they're 0-2 because when they first went to Brooklyn, what did they do? Made the deal with the Celtics.
Right.
So they're 0-2 when trying to make those big moves. So maybe now, third time's a charm, they'll do all the right things and start to march forward and not get captivated again by trying to create some sort of a buzz and just do it the right way.
Well, it's the final week of Superbox Bonanza 5, and your chance, the last chance to get your box for the big game. All qualifiers get a $25 Fanatics gift card and a chance at one of 10 Superbox prizes. Listen mornings to the great DiPietro and Rothenberg. That's just the great DiPietro and Rothenberg. And afternoons to Barton Hahn and the Michael Kay Show. This year's big game payouts are $500 in the first and third quarters, $1,000 at halftime, and a final score payout of $2,000. All brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey and Security Dodge. Come get some. For full contest details, go to superboxbonanza.com.
Do it.
Also, everybody's game time brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. The Nets host Kevin Durant and the Suns tonight. Tip-off is at 8:30, and it's on the American Broadcasting Company,
That's
ABC.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You could thank the writer's strike for that.
And you know what else? This kind of puts a crimp in your night, Don. That means that Eyewitness News is going to be on a little bit later.
Oh, well, that means I'm going to, as you like to say, Michael, in the arms of Morpheus.
Did you watch the U.S., We Are the World?
Oh, no. I sure did.
I did the math. We put the kids to bed at like 9:15.
Easy. Boom. You're done by 11
o'clock. I said to myself, if I commit to this, I got to go to 11. It just didn't happen to me.
And Peter did commit, and he thanked me.
Boys ass!
I saw it on social media. People were thanking you, Michael.
It's unbelievable how good it is. I don't get bad takes.
We had a couple of DVR night courts that we watched.
Oh,
the reboot.
God.
So wait,
Night Court's not going anywhere, and it's not like...
But this is hot right now. People are living in this moment
right
now.
You guys are so strange. So if you had not watched the two Night Courts, you'd have been a half hour away from finishing this. It wouldn't have been 11 o'clock.
I told you, I did the math, and I just didn't have it...
But you did the two Night Courts, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, why'd you do the two Night Courts?
So if you didn't do the two Night Courts, you could have seen We Are the World.
No, I told you, I did the math. By the time we settled in, it was like 9:30, and you said it was an hour and a half, and that takes...
You stayed till 10:30 to watch Night Court.
That's right.
Well,
it was before 10:30 because you can fast forward through the commercial.
Real quick, though, just throwing this out here because it's still going to be 90 minutes you need to get tonight, which is always going to be hard. Throwing this out here. You could have watched the movie until 10:30 and then finished it today.
Yeah, you can stop a streaming services.
We'll pick it up tomorrow.
Or I can just watch it tonight.
But you're not going to. You're going to watch the Nets and the Suns.
That's right. No, you're locked into the Nets and the Suns. We know how you feel about it.
No.
Now that's game time, and Don's TV schedule brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey.
Preds Kings.
Because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. We'll come back. We'll take your phone calls. By the way, it got me by surprise, too. Today's a Would You Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Be careful.
So we've got some stuff to do.
Yeah.
I'm debating whether to go blue again.
Can you? Because, I mean...
I can do whatever I want.
That's right.
I mean, I can do it once, right?
Why not?
Go blue, Michael, please.
But I don't... I use my best blue stuff.
They're all gone now?
I don't think blue. You know me.
Oh, that's right. You're above that.
You're deep blue.
Don, sometimes I'm in pain, though, so what should I do?
Well,
friends...
go see Dr. Jay Shah. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let neck, back, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It's time to reclaim your active lifestyle. Call our friend Dr. Jay Shah today at Samwell Pain. Dr. Shah has treated joint, neck, back, sciatica, and nerve pain. Dr. Shah is also a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, scars, incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shah to take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without pain medications. Enjoy life pain-free. Same day and next day appointments available. Go to SamwellPain.com. Put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. Jay Shah. Go to SamwellPain.com now. Regain your active lifestyle. Enjoy all of your favorite activities pain-free. Samwell Pain now has three convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand new office in Englewood to serve Bergen County. Visit SamwellPain.com. You'll wish you met Dr. Shah sooner. Most major insurance are accepted.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Got some good Woodges coming up. Ooh, baby, yeah. I think you're going to be happy. Going to be happy.
I have something super upsetting that happened.
Well, what happened?
Did you happen? I'll play it during ENN.
Oh, it's at 6 o'clock. Tell us now. So,
did you happen to see the Larry David was on the red carpet for his Curb premiere yesterday?
Yep. I asked him to come on the show today, by the way.
What did he say?
Oh, nice.
I can't. I'm flying.
What about another day?
Didn't get into that. You know, he gives quick answers on text.
You just say, how about tomorrow?
I don't want to bug him.
Because he's flying in today.
Right.
Because he had his premiere last night.
Right. All right, so what went wrong?
Oh, sorry, so those clips were fun, but then he was on Bill Simmons.
Right.
And on the Simmons podcast, Simmons ended up mentioning wrestling.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't like it.
Not only did he not like it, buried it, doesn't understand it at all, and gave like the most, I hate to say this, like, the most sort of like simpleton, I've heard it a thousand times, anti-wrestling thing I've ever heard.
He
didn't lose me, but it's a tough day today. It's a tough day.
Well, what did he say?
He was basically just like, you like it? Bill, you like this? And Bill's like, Bill kind of plays it down a little bit considering he likes it a lot.
He loves it, yeah.
He's like, yeah, you know, I've been into it since I was a kid. And Larry's like, well, I was into it when I was a kid. And then I found out it was fixed. Then I don't watch it. And they kind of go back and forth, Don, and then Larry goes, but all the people there, they all believe it's real. Everyone there believes it's real. And Bill's kind of like, well, and like, that's kind of it.
He did have a very interesting answer to the guy from Variety on the red carpet.
Which one?
He said, this is your last year. Larry goes, yeah. He goes, why? He goes, because 12 years is enough. It's 12 years, 12 seasons, 12, 24 years.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, but you said before that, you know, that's it. He goes, I've never been 76 before. And he walked away.
Yeah. Oh, no, he was He was brutal to the guy in Variety.
Yeah.
At the end, he's
well, the guy
like,
from Variety was not exactly Dan Rather.
No, it was not. Listen, you just complimented me on my roving interview skills a couple days ago.
Right.
Peter Rosenberg, he was not. It was very awkward to get through. But in the end, Don Larry just goes, where's my HBO representative?
Yeah, I'm done here.
I'm done here. Where am I going?
And I think Jeff Garland tried to pull him away, too.
Yeah. You should. But by the way, when you say, so you said, can you come on today? And he goes, I'm flying.
Right.
And you didn't follow up with, got any other days this week? What about tomorrow?
I hate to be that guy.
But you
I
already
don't want to
were.
Infringe on him. Because he had told me, I told you that he was going to be in New York. He wanted to drop by the studio and
right.
do an hour or something. So I hadn't heard back from him. I said, you want to do the show? Talk some last season of Curb and Jets.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, can't. I'm flying today.
Here's my reply would be. You know I'm good at schnurring with my celebrity friends.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
I would say, all right, I'd say, gotcha. Something along the lines of, gotcha. We're in studio tomorrow, too, if you want to drop by. Because we're not, that's what I would
do. Yeah, but here's my problem. I'm surprised that I've made it as far as I have.
Me
not
too.
That I've made it that much.
For the little talent level you had.
Right, but I can't be pushy like that. I just hate it. I hate it.
But is that pushy?
Yeah, it's pushy.
You leave the door open
you know
and say.
How many people ask him for things? I don't want to be that guy.
But he asks you for things
yeah.
too.
Right, but not all the time.
But you gotta say something to the effect of like, well, you know, the invitation's open. Anytime you want.
The invitation's
come.
Open. The invitation's open. We're in studio Wednesday and Thursday. That's it. That way you're not even saying anything. But it says you're also saying I'm not at your beck and call, but I'm here Wednesday and Thursday.
You know what? I'll say the invitation's always open.
No, that's too generic because you're hoping to do it right
general.
Now.
But,
this is it. There's no more promotion of Curb after this.
Well, when's the premiere? This weekend. This weekend. Yeah.
I would say it's tomorrow. Hey, we're in studio today and tomorrow. If you want to pop by, that's it.
If you wanted to pop by Friday, we'd be in studio Friday.
Well, I wouldn't say that, though, because that'd make you,
Right.
A Nas.
Now, I have a stupid question.
Go ahead. I'll answer it.
Because I saw an ad for this upcoming season, and it said exclusively on Max.
Right.
Sure. Sure it did.
So that means it's not going to be on HBO?
Oh, boy.
I think it's also on HBO.
Or is it just like, hey, from an app standpoint, it's exclusively on
Max? You mean the channel HBO that like on your cable system?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, no. I assume it means it's on that, too.
If it says exclusively on Max.
But that's what the reason I was asking, like exclusively on Max, meaning from an app standpoint, or that's the only place you can consume it.
I'm about to get rid of cable, by the way.
Finally.
Because, Jody, I guess she's been hiding it from me. I said, how much is our cable bill? Just out of curiosity. She said, $440 a month. I said, it can't be. I can't spend $5,000 a year on TV. I can't do it. I won't do it.
Well,
I refuse to do it.
But you have so many cable boxes.
I'm
going to
get rid of them.
You should get rid of the...
But the cable box is 10 bucks.
About how many you have? Five?
No, one. We got rid of one. One, two, three, four. Five
cable. That's an extra 50, but still $440 on cable. So your internet alone is probably $100. You don't do your phone service with them?
Yeah, you have to. In order to get the internet, you have to have phone. We never use it. You heard it ring the other day.
I did. So that's another $70, something like
that. No,
50?
I'm going to call.
You need to.
I heard when you call, they'll
drop the price.
I'm canceling, and all of a sudden, how about this?
But I'll tell you this. In a situation like you, where you're using multiple TVs, blah, blah, it's definitely going to be better to get one of the cable apps like YouTube TV or DirecTV app. That's going to make more sense for you. And you can still have your cable channels. You just need internet.
I mean, when this all falls apart and I start losing jobs, I can't be spending that kind of money on cable.
No, you got to be prepared.
Right. I am always prepared for that big phone call. By the way, you're done, Mike. It can happen.
But it wouldn't be both at the same time. That would be really rough. Flip calls and goes, just got off the phone with ESPN. We've collectively decided.
You're out.
Enough is enough. Had a hell of a run, though.
Like, good, great run. Can't
each of them didn't have the independent thought to let Michael go, but then they got together and in collaboration said, maybe it's just time that we pull.
That would be tough.
Yeah, let's go to a young person.
Well, this is not, you're not coaching in the NFL.
Yeah, let's pull what the Seahawks did.
And just bring in a
college
kid.
Let's get rid of 62-year-old Michael Kay and bring in the 31-year-old for a third of the price.
You know what?
Yeah, I just gave them an idea.
A third of a price is a good salary.
You know what?
Let's go to Jeff in East Elmhurst. Jeffrey, what's up, bud?
Michael, how are you? Peter, how are you? Don, how are you?
All good.
Love you guys. Love you guys.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that I feel like this has, Knicks have had in the past 30 years from the front office to the court. And I don't know if we're contenders this year, but I feel like with the team, we will be. And I just had one question for Don. Don, before you hang up on me, should we even consider trading Igor, and when should that even come into our mind?
Whoa, good question, because they're going to have to sign him at some point. They're going to have to sign him, Don.
Exactly. Well, they're going to have to sign him after next year. So you have another year at, what is it, Anthony, like $5.6 million, which is not crazy. What, Jonathan Quick's going to become your starting goaltender?
Well, they can get another goaltender. I mean, they're going to have to pay, but they're going to have to pay Igor top dollar, right?
Well,
top dollar.
Not if he continues to play the way he's playing. Do you want him then?
If he's playing the way he's playing?
Let's see it through here, guys. I mean, this has been a tough stretch for him, but then to give up on him. We had somebody suggest on my Game Misconduct podcast I do with Anthony Pusick, which you can get where you get your podcasts, suggesting he go get and get John Gibson from the Ducks. He makes $1 million more and is under contract through 2027. Is he that much better a goaltender?
Yeah, but here's the key. If he's about equal, right? Whether he's better or not, he's signed through 2027. The end of next year, you're going to have to give Igor something like, what, $9 million a year?
No, I don't have to give him anything. Well, like if the Rangers, you know, get bounced in the first round again and he doesn't play well, then, you know, the next year, then I might be in the market for another goaltender, but I'm not going to be in a position where I'm going to have to pay him, you know, $9 million if he's not the goaltender we thought he was.
Right, right.
You know, so you just let him walk or you go or you make that move, you know, next year, but we're getting a little kooky.
But you're not that high on Quickie, are you?
He's 38 years old.
So what? Ageist?
I'm not being an ageist. I'm just saying that the Kings got rid of him because it looked like he was done. He was the backup goaltender on a cup team last year in Vegas. He had a nice start to the season, but he's, you know, he's won 4-1 in his last six. I mean, he's a nice backup goaltender. He's going to be the starting goaltender on a team that's trying to win a cup? Well, and we're going to get rid of a guy because he had a bad month?
But he's got to pick it up.
Yes, he does. I agree. But if you know, trade him, and I love all these fans. Well, if he's that much of a bum and you don't want him, what do you think you're going to get for him?
But here's a simpleton question from somebody who's not a big hockey fan. What happened? He was supposed to be the be-all, end-all.
Well, he's struggling
won the
right now.
Right?
He's also struggling at a time in which the team is struggling in front of him.
But he struggled last year, too.
He did, but I mean, nobody was talking about trading him last year. He was still a very good goaltender. He just wasn't as good a goaltender as he was the year before.
Here, we were looking at him as the cream of the crop.
And
now
obviously, he's probably not the best goaltender in the league right now. But you could still win with him. Who are you getting that's going to be better than him?
Patrick Waugh?
And you still have a ceiling. You've seen a glimpse of what he's capable of doing. And now we're going to pull the plug, and I say, get who? Carolina's looking for a goaltender. Toronto's got problems in goal. I mean, you make it seem like I can go to the NHL store and buy a goaltender.
That's a nice store, too. We were there.
You kidding me?
Very nice.
I love that store.
Now, Michael one time said, Peter, when I started working at the NHL store doing NHL Live, that's a nice store, but it's not the NBA store. You walk into the NBA store, it's like you're walking through Nordstrom's. I walk through the NHL store, you know, very pedestrian. He got very highbrow on it. And I got insulted. But now with the new one, Michael, do you still have that opinion?
Because the NBA store actually has shrunk from what it once was, the one on Fifth Avenue. It's a lot smaller. So I think the NHL store gives it a legitimate run for its money. Although the best store now is the MLB store on Avenue of the Americas. On 6th Avenue. It's beautiful.
I haven't been there yet.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's like walking into Nordstrom's.
No, we got to come up with something better than that.
Like walking in a Needless Markup or Neiman Marcus. Walking into Tiffany's.
Well, let's do a show from the MLB store.
Well, they haven't asked. I'll do it if they're giving out free gear. Let's go to Joe in Fairlawn.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Guys, I appreciate you taking my call.
You got it.
Can I say one thing before I talk about the Knicks?
Mm-hmm.
I think Red Holzman is smiling from heaven watching this team play. This is the way he envisioned it when he was coach. The ball is zipping around. They're playing defense, hitting open man. It's a joy to watch these guys play.
I would agree with you.
Something?
This is his style of play.
Exactly. And you know something? I don't think they need any more. I think they got enough.
I don't think they have enough to win a championship, Joe. You really think they have enough to win a championship?
Absolutely, absolutely. They have enough. They're gonna, what's his name? Randall's going to get extra rest. Mm-hmm. He's going to be fresh. The bench is fine. They have enough guys that are really producing, and they're playing smart. And they're playing smart, and the ball is zipping around. The spacing is good. They're a joy to watch. I watch every game, and sometimes I watch it twice because I admire the energy they have.
I hear you.
Listen, I'm so happy that you're this happy, and we love hearing this from fans, and right. I'm getting it from a lot of fans. Listen, is there a world in which the way things end up shaking out in the playoffs, they could somehow get a run to the finals because they knock off one great team and the other great team has an injury and they get there? I think we all agree that's possible, but I also think we all agree that as currently constituted, it would be very tough to beat three great teams back to back, and that's what it would take.
But the way things are going right now, Philadelphia's in free fall. They can get the three seed.
And if Milwaukee doesn't adjust to Doc that quickly, and then Doc becomes a broadcaster again, they could get the two seed.
So then either way, then, you'd have to win two series.
Right.
You'd have to beat the other team in the East, who will be great, and the winner of the West, who will be great.
Right.
And I'm not saying they can't. I mean, there's a world in which they could.
Well, outside of Denver, who's, like, unbeatable in the West? I'm not even sure Denver's unbeatable.
We don't know where the Clippers are going
to
land.
We don't know where the Suns, if the Suns will gel to the point.
It's a mishmash. But yeah, and listen, I don't want to be disrespectful, but Minnesota's got that Utah Jazz feel to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're pretty good, though.
We said that about the Jazz, and then it ended up being Fugazi. I mean, you need to see some sustainability there. I mean, they're good right now. They're the one seed in the West. Are they one of the best teams in the NBA?
But the Clippers,
we'll see.
The Clippers are sitting at the four seed. They're just kind of getting it together.
Thunder's good.
And they're 15 games above 500.
Thunder, they're good too.
Thunder's
and the Knicks
good.
Are good.
And then the Mavericks, if Kyrie's healthy and Luka together, they could beat anybody in any series. So, hey, it's the final week of Superbox Bonanza 5. I've told you that. Each qualifier will take home a $25 Fanatics gift card. Have a chance at one of 10 Superbox prizes. Be caller number 20 right now at 888-987-ESPN to select a box for the big game with a chance to win $500 in the first and third quarters, $1,000 at halftime, and a final score payout of $2,000, all brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey, and of course Security Dodge. Come and get some. Would you Wednesday coming up in just a moment, but first Peter has some things to tell you.
I do. Last year at the Super Bowl, Gronk went wide left on FanDuel's Kick of Destiny. Now he's back for Kick of Destiny 2, and this time you can play along. All you have to do is choose if Gronk will make or miss. Get your free pick in right now, because if you're right, you'll win a share of $10 million in bonus bets. Everyone can get in on the action when Gronk takes his shot at redemption before Super Bowl 58. Whether you're team make or team miss, just head to FanDuel Sportsbook app to get your pick in. It's absolutely free. Then tune in before the game to see Gronk's kick live. You'll win a share of $10 million in bonus bets if you're right. All right, new to FanDuel? Just visit FanDuel.com/Peter to sign up. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. 21 or over and physically present in New York. No purchase necessary. $10 million prize pool to be split equally among eligible participants who made the correct pick. Prize issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Actually, fanduel.com/sportsbook. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's.
Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
It's uncomfortable.
No, I don't think I could.
Really? But she's total smoke show.
At times incriminating.
Well, hold on.
Let's not be rash.
Don, hold on, but don't answer yet.
And a Michael K. Show favorite.
Michael, you're such a child.
It's the Would You
Be. Oh, I love this game.
We play it off the time. All right, here we go. Time. This one's easy. Would you rather have a paper cut every time you grab a piece of paper or get a splinter every time you touch a piece of wood?
Oof. Well,
I don't touch wood, so.
Yeah. How often you get wood?
Really?
I'm just saying, you get paper, boom, right?
Boom,
you
got to
deal with paper every day.
Well, I could avoid paper, too, probably. But
not to the point of wood. You avoid way more wood.
Yeah, I avoid wood assiduously.
Thank you for that, Michael.
This is from Bill Z in Sag Harbor. Would you rather not have intimacy with your partner for 6 months or no taste for 2 years?
Don, let me answer,
you, Don.
Let me answer for Don.
Say, Don. You know what? I would probably go with the no sex because, you know,
because that's the way
have
it
to
is.
Play
anyway.
That game.
Yeah.
6 months. Jeez.
Your anniversary sprint. Only falls once a year.
Just, right. Yeah. Just want to be clear for everyone paying attention at home, writing a column. Michael used the word intimacy.
Yeah.
Don used the word sex. I, Peter, said nothing. But I would still say I'd rather give up intimacy for 6 months than taste for 2 years.
Yeah, I don't care about taste, so.
Oh, yeah, Michael doesn't even
I don't
food.
Care about taste.
But that makes sense because his taste is awful, so it's being wasted on him. But we enjoy the flavor of good food, and that would hurt for 2 years not being able to taste
two
anything.
2 years.
Would you rather marry the girl of your dreams?
Mm-hmm. I did.
Right, okay, I knew you'd say that, so that's you. Why I gave you space.
Thank
would you.
You
rather marry the girl of your dreams or have the career of your dreams?
I think I'd always go with the girl over the career, I think.
Really?
Hmm.
If you have a lousy career, you're going to be unhappy.
Let me tell you something right now.
Happy wife, happy life.
Let me tell you something right now. If we all went to an event and saw a whole lot of people successful in the industry.
Right.
And then we saw a guy whose career wasn't even a part of the industry. He was working the most mundane, terrible job.
Right.
And he walked in with the absolute most amazing woman at the event.
Sofia
Vergara walks in with him. We would all go, he's doing just fine. Don, am I right?
Absolutely.
And you go, oh, and then, meanwhile, you point to some other miserable divorced guy and go, yeah, but that guy, he's on SportsCenter every night. Who cares? Well, it's the point.
Nobody cares. And it's a great point, Peter. And also, we spent most of our lives trying to get a hold of Playboy, not Career Boy.
Well, interesting. Would you this is interesting. Would you rather be trapped for your whole life as a character in the show Friends or a character in The Sopranos?
Friends. What? Huh?
Huh?
Would I rather be hanging out with a few hot chicks in Manhattan or be risking death every day? Don, I'm going with Friends.
Well,
catch me at Central Perk, not Satriel.
But how long will we be in the show?
Forever.
For life.
Well, but if you're in it for life, then you're not going to get killed.
Yeah, but you're still going to see horrible things and people you know are going to die. You got to just go.
But you got Carm. You got AJ.
We don't know which character we are.
Yeah, we don't know. You got to be a character.
Yeah.
We could be the thin guy who ends up killing himself because he wants to move to Florida and Tony won't let him go.
No offense. I don't know if I could be AJ forever.
Interesting.
Right? Peter, you wouldn't want to do that.
Be AJ forever?
Yeah.
No, and there are worse characters than AJ. What about the other guy's son who's wearing all the face paint and takes the number two in the middle of the locker room? There's so many people you don't want to be on that show.
Would you rather be someone famous for all time for doing something terrible or be completely forgotten when you die?
Definitely the latter.
Yeah, of course.
So it's like you were never here.
That I do.
That's most people.
It's like you were never. John Wilkes Booth is. We know he's here.
Yeah. But you know, isn't it? I wonder if you get a three name name, like everyone calls you by your three names, right?
Like Peter Elliott Rosenberg.
But no one says that, right? But if everyone did, and then your life's not going well, do you at some point go, I know my destiny now? I have to assassinate someone.
Is it that, or if I assassinated someone, I'd be forever Donald Marco LaGreca?
No, I think those guys already had.
I don't think so.
You're telling me that people just called him Lee Oswald? No one called him Lee Harvey?
I think his friends called him Lee.
No, I think everyone called him LH.
I don't think you're right.
LHO. Anyways, I'd much rather be forgotten. Let's be honest, most of us are just forgotten.
Right, and so who would I rather be? You know, just an average Joe or Charles Manson?
That's the question.
Manson had a great run, though. Hell of a run. One of the great murderers of all time.
Never really killed anybody.
Right.
He had people kill people.
But define great run for me.
Well, yeah, that was Peter Rosenberg who said that.
I don't know. Well, no. A great run of what?
In terms of your all-time famous killers, whether he did it by hand or not, he's on the Mount Rushmore.
Oh,
my God.
Is he not?
Which I never understood.
He's on the Mount Rushmore of murder.
Well, but I don't understand that.
Wow.
Well, no, because he hung out with the Beach Boys? I mean, I don't get why. Like, Peter, like Michael said, he didn't kill anybody.
You have your Mount Rushmore of murder?
Sure, I can do that. Wait, hold on. I don't have to convince anyone that when you try to give an example of being the worst guy ever, you go, oh, my God, what do you think of me? I'm Charles Manson? He's literally the standard for evil.
Yeah, but that's something. But it's not anything. Because, like, even if you had a relative, like, oh, you know, I was related to Charles Manson, people are like,
all right, here's a good one.
Well, I'm not saying it's positive, Don.
Don, this is Sir Don Appiah.
Who are you, Phil Mushnick? Stop taking me literally.
Would you rather me, right, me.
Michael?
Right, uh-huh. Michael K.
Yeah.
Text a nude of myself to both of your wives.
Oh, my God.
Accidentally. Or have your wives accidentally text a nude of themselves to me.
Oh, obviously.
Well, come on.
Obviously, we'd rather have you send the nude.
Really? Yeah,
because that would be tremendous, Father.
By the way, if that were to happen, the next time I do the show from home, you'd see it framed to my back.
But it's awful. Like, because... All right, my wife has seen nudes before. Like, so, all right, so she saw Michael. That's a little disturbing. But now I've got to deal with my wife sending you one?
Yeah, that's...
By accident, Don.
But, Daddy, you say accident, but really, was it... Because now we're going to have a conversation.
The game is by accident.
All right, you sent it by accident. Who were you planning on sending it to?
You.
But for the first time, and you messed it up?
All right,
she's never done that before.
Here's the last one. And this is salacious, so I'm sorry, everybody. Don and Peter, would you allow your wife to have relations in front of you with someone else, but you get $250 million?
This sounds like a big...
Demi
Moore movie?
No, a big Mushnick question. could you survive the memory...
I'm just asking you and that head of yours.
Listen.
Would you allow it to happen for $250 million?
You got
to
consider a few things, Don. Obviously, the only way you could do this, of course, it would come from your wife going, I'm fine with it, right?
Yeah.
It starts there.
Right,
so
of course.
It starts with your wife going, listen, I'm good with it. Now the conversation you have to have is, how good with it is she? Because
right. And how good are you to watch it?
Well, yeah, and are you okay if she goes, you know what, not only will I do it, I'm going to have the time of my life.
But if she says, listen, I'm doing it because we can use the money and never have to worry about anything again. Don't worry about me loving it or whatever, but you have to watch. Would you do it? She's still going to come back to you and love you. The guy, Robert Redford, is going to go.
The hard part is...
It's tough to live with, man.
I've never experienced it.
Right.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing that's stupid, though, Don. For most people out there, 99.9% of them, it's already happened in real life anyway.
Right.
Now you get a dime.
And right, and you didn't get a dime. Exactly. That your partner has a whole past that you just didn't see, but you got no money for it at all.
Right.
This is one more time. This is just chalking up one more.
You know what? Let me sweeten the pot.
All right.
Throw another log on the fire.
All right.
$371 million.
Oh, why that?
If you watch me do it.
Oh, my God.
No. Out. Absolutely not.
Out. Oh, you just said generational out. Wealth at $250.
I know, but now we put a face to it, and I got to hang out with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
and
do.
God forbid if she enjoyed it.
there's no doubt. But, I mean, $371.
No, I'm good. I'm going
to
pass.
I'm good.
And you know
really
what?
Good.
And
you know what?
I'll throw another log on there. Government doesn't touch it. So essentially, it's $740.
Wow.
Boozers!
I think I speak for Peter. Just whatever. All the money in the world.
Peter, all the money in the world, would you allow it?
No.
You become Jeff Bezos.
But it's not. This isn't a personal thing to you. This is any of my dear people in my life.
Ballard.
No, I can't do it. I can't. I no.
Wow.
It's different. Well,
the only way it's on the table.
You know, you guys, I'm going to tell. Here's what I get at. You guys don't love money. Let's put it that
way. I don't love money.
No, I don't. I never said I did.
No, you know what? Then you're stupid.
Peter.
I
don't want to kill. I just, if it's a stranger, it's one thing. If it's somebody you know.
Oh, that's
me.
Tough.
Somebody
me.
That you know well.
Me.
Yeah, him. So he wants.
Put me in there. Me.
That's
put me
just
in, coach.
Rude.
So it's no.
No, you've. Wow. I don't know if Soil doesn't even
say.
Do it.
But you were considering a stranger, but me, no.
Well, because it's a stranger. Like Peter said, we didn't marry virgins, most likely, in our life. So it's happened.
Right.
But I don't need a face and somebody I hang out. Hey, Michael, how you doing? 3 o'clock every day. Hey, it's the Michael K. Show. What am I going to be thinking about?
You know what you're thinking about? You have $371 million in the bank.
Now, there are people listening to this show right now, though.
Right.
Who have partners, both directions, men and women.
Right.
Who have partners who have slept with a friend of theirs, and they also didn't get a dime.
Right.
But like they met, you know, they knew the other person first, whatever right. it may be.
Or they might be sleeping with a friend of theirs they don't even know, and then I get a dime.
Well, that part's tough.
Right. And they great still Aaron
get a
dime.
Might be sleeping with a daughter. Not a great daughter, a sister of your wife.
What? Wait, what?
They might be sleeping with your wife's sister.
You know what? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay. What did you say about the great Aaron Boone?
He says, walking down an interesting path here, fellas.
Yeah, you getting combos like this on John Boy there, Boone?
All right, Don, tell us about who's splashing around your bathtub. You know it's not me.
Well, it's Don LaGreca here to tell you about my friends at Bathfitter. And boy, I would spend a long time in there trying to wash my mind if that were to happen. They remodeled my mom's bath and did an awesome job. The process was easy. One expert installer, even with the customization she needed for a cast iron tub. It was done in one day with no demo or mess. It's beautiful. It's a high-quality permanent solution. Bathfitter provides a lifetime guarantee. 3 million happy customers like my mom. For a limited time, get zero interest or save $500 on a complete Bathfitter system. Go and start designing your bath today at BathfitterDesign.com. There is only one Bathfitter.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.